All right, so let's be real for a second. If you're listening to this, chances are you're in the legal field. And that probably means you're pretty sharp, like driven to stay on top of things. But let's face it, the amount of information out there, the tech changing so fast, it can be overwhelming.
Yeah, definitely. It's like drinking from a fire hose sometimes.
Exactly. So today we're going to dive deep into something that might be a bit of a game changer for you, something called the AI Plus Legal Certification.
Right. We've been digging into the details of this thing, and what really jumps out is how it's all about giving legal pros like you the practical knowledge to really use AI. It's not enough to just know the law anymore. You gotta know how AI fits into it.
Totally. So our goal today, pretty simple. We want to give you the rundown on this AI Plus legal certification. What is it really? What are the benefits, especially for someone like you who's already in the field? And why should you even care?
Yeah, good questions.
So, first things first, what exactly is this AI Plus legal certification supposed to do? Like, what's the point?
Okay, so the core idea is this. It's for legal professionals, right? But here's the thing, and the materials actually make this clear. You don't necessarily need a full-on law degree. It's for anyone who wants to, use AI tools in their work, actually integrate them into their process.
Okay, so it's like bridging the gap between your legal expertise and this whole world of AI.
Precisely.
So, what exactly does it cover? Like, what parts of this whole AI and law intersection does it actually get into?
Well, it hits a few key areas. First, it looks at the whole relationship between law and AI tech, the fundamentals of how they impact each other. Then, and this is obviously huge in law, a big chunk is devoted to data privacy. Can't ignore that, right? And then it gets into how AI is changing things like legal precedents, how contracts are written and analyzed, all that.
Sounds pretty thorough, but is it all theoretical? Or does it actually show you how to use AI in legal work?
Oh, it's definitely practical. It focuses a lot on how to use AI tools to do stuff better, to make things more efficient, like how to speed up legal research, streamline that whole document review process, even use AI to help predict case outcomes. The point is to give you a real advantage by knowing how to actually use these technologies.
So, not just talking about it, but actually doing it. I see the sources mention stuff like hands-on projects and case studies, that kind of thing.
Yep, that's a big part of it. You're not just passively listening, you're actually working with AI applications, using them in legal scenarios. And the whole program is designed to be pretty intense but efficient. It's 8 hours, one day, to give you a solid foundation.
Okay, so that gives us a sense of what it is, but let's talk about what really matters to you, the listener. What are the actual benefits of getting this AI plus legal certification? What's in it for you?
Right, the so what? Well, the material highlights four main benefits that really address the needs of busy legal professionals. Getting that knowledge quickly and efficiently, having those aha moments where it all clicks. The first big one is mastering AI-powered legal automation. So that means learning how to actually use AI for stuff like contract analysis, doing really deep dives into contracts, doing legal research way faster and better than before, and even getting insights into how cases might turn out.
So instead of spending hours buried in documents, AI can help you focus on the really important stuff.
Exactly. The second benefit is all about improving compliance and risk management. Think about it. Regulations are getting more and more complex all the time. AI tools can be a huge help in making sure you're doing things by the book and being super efficient, which means fewer costly mistakes down the road.
Makes sense, especially in industries with tons of regulations. What's the third benefit they highlight?
Staying ahead of the curve. The sources are pretty clear that AI is changing the legal landscape, like, fast. They even say that 60% of law firms are already using AI for contract analysis. So, having this certification shows you've got the skills firms are looking for as they adopt these new AI solutions.
Wow, 60%, that's a lot. Shows you where things are going. What about the fourth benefit? What's the last one?
This one's about career growth, specifically in AI and law. There's a huge demand for people who understand this stuff, and it's only growing, like across the board, corporate law, compliance, intellectual property, even litigation. The material even says that AI solutions can cut down research and compliance workloads by 40%. That's massive. Frees you up to focus on the more strategic stuff.
So it's not about AI replacing lawyers, it's about giving them superpowers.
Exactly. It's about opening up new opportunities.
Now, I'm sure some of you are wondering, is this even for me? Let's talk about who this is actually for. What kind of background do you need?
Yeah.
Prerequisites, all that.
Good question. You see AI and certification, and you might think, I need to be a tech whiz. But the sources actually emphasize that you don't necessarily need a formal law degree. What's more important is being curious, being willing to learn about new legal concepts and technologies.
So mindset over credentials.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They also mentioned being open to the ethical side of things, you know, understanding the frameworks and guidelines for responsible AI use. Having some grasp of basic ethical principles is definitely helpful.
Good to know they're baking ethics into it. So let's say you decide to go for it. What do you actually learn? What are the modules like?
Okay, so there are 8 modules giving you a well-rounded education. Starts with an intro to AI and how it specifically affects law, lays the groundwork. Then it goes into the basics of machine learning, but tailored for legal pros, so it's all relevant to what you do.
Okay, building a good foundation. What comes after that?
Module 3 is all about natural language processing, NLP, and how it can be used for legal research, which we talked about earlier, makes things way more efficient. Then Module 4 is all about using AI for contract review and management in the real world, which is a super in-demand skill right now.
And I bet Module 5 is about predicting legal outcomes, right? Using AI for that.
You got it. Module 5 is all about predictive analytics in legal decision-making. So it's about how AI can analyze data to forecast what might happen and help you come up with strategies. After that, Module 6 dives into the legal and regulatory framework specifically for AI, which is, you know, always evolving.
Important to stay on top of that. What about the last 2 modules? What do they cover?
Module 7 gets into the nitty-gritty of implementing AI in actual legal practices, so it's taking that theoretical knowledge and making it practical. And then the final module, number 8, circles back to ethics and privacy, just to make sure those crucial aspects are really ingrained.
Solid. And the material mentions exam objectives too. How do those tie into what you learn in the modules?
The exam objectives are basically the skills and knowledge you should have after completing the certification. For example, they emphasize being able to use AI tech, like machine learning and NLP, to improve legal research and contract management, which directly relates back to modules 3 and 4.
Makes sense. What other practical skills are they testing for?
Another big one is understanding the legal and regulatory landscape around AI, being able to navigate that effectively, which ties into Module 6. And they also want to make sure you can actually implement AI tools and strategies in a legal practice using what you learned in Module 7.
So it's about both knowing the theory and being able to use it responsibly in real life. I also noticed the sources mentioned some specific AI tools. What are those like?
Yeah, they mentioned things like ChatGPT, Humada AI, Amto AI, and AI Lawyer. These are all AI platforms that can help with different legal tasks like writing and summarizing text, doing legal research, analyzing stuff, all sorts of things.
And I imagine you'd actually get to use these tools in the modules, see how they work.
Absolutely. The whole point is to give you practical experience with these tools, show you what they can do, and how you can use them in your daily work as a legal professional.
Okay, so now for the million-dollar question. Why should you care? What kind of impact can this certification actually have on your career? And why is now the time to consider it?
Well, the why now is all about how fast the legal field is changing. The material actually mentions a pretty striking stat. There's a huge difference in median salaries between legal professionals who have AI skills and those who don't. So knowing this stuff is becoming really valuable.
The market's definitely speaking. So where are we seeing the most growth for legal pros with AI skills? What specific areas?
They point to a few key areas. AI-powered contract review and management is a big one, obviously, automating and improving all that contract stuff. Then there's AI in compliance and regulatory law, using AI to assess risk and make sure you're following all those complex rules. AI-powered litigation support is also growing, helping with case research and strategy. And then there's intellectual property and AI governance. That's becoming a bigger deal as AI plays a bigger role in innovation.
Sounds like AI is touching pretty much every corner of the legal world these days.
It really is. And the sources emphasize that there's a huge demand for these skills right now, and the expertise is still developing, which means it's a great opportunity to specialize in this area and, you know, set yourself up for success down the line.
So let's recap. We've covered a lot about this AI plus legal certification. What are the main takeaways for you, the listener? What should you remember?
The bottom line is this. This certification gives you a structured, efficient way to learn the essentials of AI and law, and more importantly, how to actually use it in your work. It's not just about the tech itself. It's about applying it effectively, keeping data privacy in mind, getting hands-on experience with the tools, and opening up doors to new career opportunities in this rapidly changing field.
So as you're thinking about your next move, consider this. AI isn't some far-off thing anymore. It's already shaking things up in the legal world. What part of AI and law really excites you? Is it the potential to be more efficient in your current role, the chance to tackle new complex challenges, or maybe the opportunity to be a leader in this whole new frontier?
Those are all great questions to ask yourself. And if this deep dive has piqued your interest in the AI plus legal certification, if you want to see how it could boost your career, the sources actually lay out some clear next steps. You could look into an instructor-led course, you know, for a more interactive experience. Or you can download an executive summary, get a quick overview of the program, or you can just dive right in and enroll. To find out more and take that next step, just search online for AI plus legal certification. And that's a wrap on our deep dive. Until next time.